Okay, so we're up to page Simen Nun Aleph, Halacha Tes. It's on page Reish Pei Gimel. Reish Pei Gimel, Halacha Tes. The Shabbos, the Yom Tov, the Rosh Chodesh, Maskirin Va Min Yonu De Yoma. Okay, now we're discussing the bracha, the bracha Me'ein Sholesh. Kol Al HaMichya, Ol Al HaEitz, Al HaGofen. So we know that we add a insertion into the Nusach on Shabbos. So what do we add? We add in Ritzevach Alitzeinu B'yom HaShabbos Hazeh for Shabbos. Or we add in for Rosh Chodesh V'zachreinu L'toyva B'yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. And all the various Yom Tovim we say V'samcheinu. The only exception is Rosh Hashanah we say V'zachreinu L'toyva B'yom HaZikaron Hazeh. So we must add in this insertion into the Nusach of the Al HaMichya, the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. B'Shabbos V'yom Tov V'Rosh Chodesh Maskirin Ba Men Yonu D'Yoyma V'yim Shachach V'lo Yizkir Ein Machazirin Oysoi. Now where do you add in this insertion? So this is something very interesting. The Minhag HaOlam is, okay, I'm telling you what the Minhag says, the Minhag means what it says in the Siddur. Let me read you the entire, let me just wind down. And then you add in, and then you conclude, and so on. Now that's the common custom, and that's the way it's printed in most Siddurim. But you'd be fascinated to know that not everyone does this. There is an opinion he brings down here. This is the Elyi Rabbah. The Elyi Rabbah, and he says here in the Piskei Tshuvos, V'chein minhag harbei tzadikim v'chassidim v'chein nimsa b'ksav yad mitalmidei harizal. The insertion should be made before you say the words Uvinei Yerushalayim. Because, and it's very logical. Because in benching. In benching, where do you put in Ritzei and Yalav Yavo before you say Uvinei Yerushalayim? Right? Doesn't that make sense? In the third bracha, right before Uvinei Yerushalayim. So why then is it our custom to make the insertion before Kiyato Hashem Toiv Meitiv Lakol, when we should make the insertion before you come to the words Uvinei Yerushalayim? Did anyone ever hear this before? Never heard of this before. May you ever hear of this before? That's what he brings down. It makes a lot of sense. Yes. I didn't look. I did not look. Okay, so that's a very interesting idea. If you only came for this, it was Kedai. This is something new. Something definitely very new. Let's go further. Yesh Lahana, by the way, do you have an insertion for Chanukah and Purim?
No.
Why not? Why don't we add in an insertion for Chanukah and Purim? Just like you have Al Hanisim. So the answer is, I'll give you two answers. The simple answer and the Jewish answer. The simple answer is, where do you add Al Hanisim in the second bracha, No Delecha? If you forget, adding to Al Hanisim, it's part of Hoidah. To express thanks to Hashem for the miracle of Purim Chanukah, that's not part of the essence of the bracha itself. That is an addition of giving thanks to Hashem. Once we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nodul Hashem Lokeinu, Al Shem Chalat Lav, we also give thanks for other things as well. But when you add Ritzei, and when you add Yalav Yavo, you're doing something which is part of the essence of the bracha itself. Being that today is Shabbos, today is Rosh Chodesh, the bracha itself has a different meaning. And what's the proof to this idea? If a person forgets to say Ritzei, and forgets to say Yalav Yavo, and you have not yet said the bracha Uvenei Yerush, you have not yet said the bracha Toiv HaMeitiv, what do? You make a separate bracha. You make a separate bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Melech Choylam. We have here all the Adish Asher Nasan Shabbos Sos the Menuchel Yamo Yisrael Bihava Leois Lebritz Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov belong part of the essence of the bracha itself, and if that has been lacking, you can even make a separate bracha by itself. However, Choydah for Chanukah and Purim It's not part of the essence of the bracha. It's an addition. The bracha me'ein shalosh is a shortened version of Birchas Hamazon. It's a condensed version. The first words, that is, those words correspond to Birchas Hazon. Then when we go on to say the next part, that's no delucha. When you come to Vnei Yerushalayim, that's the third bracha. The bracha me'ein shalosh is a shortened version of the essence of Birchas Hamazon.
You don't go back.
But you don't go back if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you also don't go back.
But you have the extra bracha for the Misha Shacha.
But let's say you completely omit it. Forgot.
If you
omit
it, you're talking. But if you forgot it,
okay. You can make it. So, okay, therefore, you can say by harachamans.
But do you? Is that halacha?
Of course you do it. If a person forgets to say al hanisim, so you're supposed to add al hanisim into the harachaman. They even have it in the sitter. In the sitter, harachaman here in the article sitter, page 94. What sitter do you have?
85.
Okay, 85. 90. Wait. 94. I have. Wait. What do you have?
What do you have? Ashkenaz,
right? I have an Ashkenaz. So page 94. Birchas Hamazon. Pinyin Aben, it's a different version, different edition. Harachamon hu yas im bechanikul porim shochach loimer al hanisim bimakoimoy. Bamaroim, in the middle of Birchas Hamazon. In the middle of Birchas Hamazon, Bamaroim.
Show me page 84.
I'm on page 94 in the standard art scroll Siddur Yitzchak Yoyer, Hebrew. What do you have? English?
Yitzchak Yoyer. It has 84.
You have the Chinese edition.
84. What do you got there? Okay. All right. Different version. What year is yours?
There's a little box here. Shachach Leima Alam Nisim. If he says before the Chesima, he can say Alam Nisim.
Hold on, let me see your sitter. Hold up your sitter. Let me see your sitter. It's a new version? I don't know. What edition? What's the first page?
What edition?
I have fourth edition, 2001.
No, this is a 93, 2010.
You need that Kosovo.
93?
Yeah. First edition 93.
Wow. Okay. June 2010.
Yours must be later.
Mine is fourth edition, 2001.
This is first edition. What does it say? Preview edition, first edition.
I got rid of it.
Yours says fourth edition.
Fourth edition. On the bottom, they have all the editions. Preview edition, first edition, second edition, third edition, fourth.
First edition.
Okay. And what year is the first edition?
It says 13 impressions, October 93 to June 2010.
I have a preview.
2010? What?
Yeah, it says first
edition.
All right, whatever it is, it's not important. This is a waste of time. All right, listen, the point is...
I understand.
Well, the Brock Al Hanisim... Al Hanisim is not part of the essence of Birchas Hamazon. The proof is, if you forget to say Al Hanisim, you'll never repeat the Birchas Hamazon. It's not part of the essence of.
That's why they put in the Rachamans, which is after.
That's why.
That's
if you forget. If you forget.
Right.
If you forget, so therefore, when we make a shortened version of Birchas Hamazon, the bracha me'in shalosh, the condensed version does not include things that are additional. We only include things which are part of the essence. Whereas Yalev Yavo and Ritzei is part of the essence of Birchas Hamazon when it's Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, when we shorten the Birchas Hamazon into a bracha me'in shalosh, it is essential that we include in the bracha me'in shalosh a mention of Shabbos or Yom Tov. That is the simple halachic reason. Now, what is the more homiletic interpretation why there is no mention of Chanukah and Purim? Because the bracha me'in shalosh was really established to remind us of Bikurim. Besides the fact that we recite the bracha me'in shalosh on on pasa, babikisnin, or things that come from dagon, alamichya v'yach alachakola, but one of the main things that we recite alamichya, the bracha main shalosh, is for the shiva saminim. What is the mitzvah that is done with the shiva saminim? Bikurim. That's why we mention alamichya v'al mizbechecha v'al hecholecha. There is no other tefillah we mention the mizbeach. Why all of a sudden we mention the mizbeach? V'hinachta lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. When you bring bikurim, where do you bring your shiva saminim? Where do you put it down? You put it down in front of the mizbeach. All of the different editions in the Al Hamichya all allude to things that relate to bikurim. Okay, I don't have all the examples in front of me, but like we come to Ubnei Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, B'mher V'yameinu, V'ha'aleinu L'socha. Why we are being so elaborate when we will come up to it? V'samcheinu B'vinyanov V'nochal Mipirio V'nispa Mituvo N'olechal Alecha B'dusha V'tahara. Because it all refers to what we do when we bring Bikur, we come up to Eretz Yisrael, we come up in a state of Tahara, and we rejoice, and that's this Nusach is composed K'neged Bikurim. Now let me ask you the simple question. When is the cutoff point to bring Bikurim? Chanukah. Really, it's Sukkot. Sukkot is the you can bring after Sukkot until Chanukah. You bring, but you don't say. Once it comes Chanukah, you don't even bring. So Purim, you certainly don't. So Chanukah and Purim are zmanim when there's no bikurim. So there's no reason, there's no purpose in saying in the insertion of Al Hamichya. So that's one of the reasons why we don't mention there's no insertion. Okay, so this is the halacha. We add into the bracha main shalosh these inserts. Let's go to halacha yud. Yesh lahachmir bebracha zo kimol bebracha samozin bedvarim shenisku besimin mem dalid sivav. The bracha of Me'ein Shalosh has all of the stringencies of Berachas Samozon. It's not like Bari Nefashos. Bari Nefashos, you can be very lenient. Bari Nefashos, you know, is a much more lenient bracha. Now, let me give you a couple of examples. What example? Let's say a person should sit. Okay, Bari Nefashos, l'chatchila, you should sit as well. But Al Hamichya, just like when it comes to benching, there is a halacha, a person must sit for a Birchas Hamazon, a person must sit for the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. The Bracha Me'ein Shalosh is just like Birchas Hamazon with regard to sitting. Another example, a person has a custom, many people don't, but if you have a custom to wear a hat when you recite Birchas Hamazon, some people are very makpid on this, that Chumrah overflows into the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. When you recite Al Hamichya, there's no difference. Al Hamichya is a shortened version of Birchas Hamazon. If you're machmir to wear a hat and a jacket for Birchas Hamazon, you should be machmir to wear a hat and jacket for the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh.
You can't interrupt either, but eventually you're not allowed to interrupt.
That's another example. You're not allowed to have any hafsik. No, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik in any bracha. Burning the Farsha really is no different. What other examples are there? You have to return. You have to make the bracha in the same location where you ate lechatchila. When it comes to burning the fashos, you don't have to make the bracha in the same location where you ate the food. I ate in this room. I'll make the burning the fashos in another room. But benching, we know that lechatchila you're supposed to come back and return to the place where you ate. Bracha me'ein shalosh has the same stringency. You should return to the place where you ate the food to make that concluding bracha. That's no. There is no ma'ayim achronim. No.
The Kiddush, when we have cake, we stand usually.
That's not ideal. We have no choice. Sometimes you're in a situation where you have no choice. So then you're in a very small room. Today, I mean, in a chanami, so it depends. Depends on the situation. Okay, halacha, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. The Birchas Bari Nefashos Yesh Oimrim Shebaro Sav Yesh Oimrim Shebaro. How do you conclude the bracha of Bari Nefashos? Baruch Atah Hashem Kinnim Lechlam Bari Nefashos Shabos Veches Shroinin Al Kol Ma Shebaro or Shebaro Sav. In this Siddur they have in parentheses the Sav. They have to accommodate both versions. L'hach Yos Pam Nefesh Kol Choy. And it concludes the Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. Some say Baruch Chai Ha'olamim. We'll come to that in a moment. But the question is, what is the correct Nusach? Shebaro Sa or Shebaro? So generally, this general rule, every single bracha begins Nochach and concludes with Nistar, meaning every bracha. Let's talk about it. Simply a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Boirei pri ha'etz. Who creates? It doesn't say Shebarasa es hapri hazeh. Why is that so? Why is there a contradiction in every single bracha? You start with Baruch atah, blessed are you, and then we conclude the bracha in reference that God is the one who has created. We don't say you created. So this is true for every single bracha. That's the style, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to every person in two different ways. There are things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can relate to. We can relate to atah. But also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above us. We don't have a full understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our understanding. And therefore, we have to refer to him with respect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our understanding. If you follow that style, where every bracha has to have both nochach, direct, and indirect, it will be proper to conclude the bracha, Shebora, I'll call Ma Shebora, everything Shebora, which he created. To conclude, I'll call Ma Shebora, so which you created, goes against the grain of kemat, every single bracha in our Nusach HaTzvilah, because every bracha begins nochach, direct, concludes indirect. Therefore, it appears that many people will tell you that you should say it Shebara. It could be there's a reason why Bari Nefasha is a different type of bracha, and you have to say it, conclude the same way you began with nochach. So he just makes that point that you should say Shebara. So v'yeisham, some say Shebara, v'chein ikar. He holds that the ikar is to say Shebara, which is indirect, conforms to the style of all other brachas. Now, what is the translation of the bracha? So he explains, Uperish shel bracha hu, borei HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates borei nefashos rabos v'cheshranon, Shebara, hanefashos rabos v'gam machsoram. Hashem creates many neshamos, every single creature in this world. At any given moment of time, how many people are in the world right at this moment in time? 7 billion? How many people are living in this world? How many creatures are there? How many human beings are there living in the world right now? Anyone know?
Seven billion?
Mm-hmm. So many?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 billion? And that's only human beings. What about all the animals? How many animals are there in the world? What? Probably a lot more. Including all the different types of creatures.
He said 7 billion behemoths.
Who said 7 billion behemoths? Okay, so, and over the history of the world, we're dealing over here with trillions and whatever comes after trillions. What comes after trillion?
Quadrillion.
Quadrillion?
Quadrillion.
Okay. You know, I never knew what a billion was until, you know, I grew up. $1 million. Whew. I never even heard the word billion. And then at some point I heard about billion, but I never trillion. Now we're living in a generation of super inflation. Trillion is a common word. Right, Tanakh says 1,000, right, exactly. It's a very, our vocabulary has changed quite a bit. Okay, so we have over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates nefashos rabos, period. V'chesroinon, and Hashem has also created all of the things in this world that all of the neshamos need to survive. Every neshama is lacking. Every neshama needs bread and water. The chesronon is the bread and water. The chesronon is what every human being lacks, needs to survive. And without those things, he would be lacking. That's the necessities. Then when the bracha concludes, al kol ma shebara, al means in addition you've created things that are not necessities, but are luxuries. Fruits, vegetables, meat, all these other types of things which a person does not need, the body would supply, the body would break off basic bread and water into the basic nutrients that he needs, because the Shemarach was kind to us that he gave us delicacies in this world. So that is the translation of the bracha. Kal Shemarach is Boirei, he creates Nefashos Rabos, many souls. And what else did Hashem create? Hashem also created Chesronon, what man needs to survive. Things that if we would not have, would make us deficient. Meaning our basic necessities, bread and water. What else did Hashem create? Alcohol, in addition, Masha Bara, all of the other delicacies that you created for us to enjoy in this world. And for that, we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lahachios Mam Nefesh Kolchai, to give life to all living creatures. Baruch, blessed is Chay, the life of the world, Ha'olamim, of the worlds, this world and the next world. So one more time, the words of the...
How does one fit that in with the way we say it? We don't say the way...
What do we say?
We say the Cheshron Akol
Ma'ashavrosa. It's the same exact thing that... No, let's start again. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We thank you. We bless you. Borei, you have created nefashos rabos kama.
Right.
Okay, you have created nefashos rabos, many neshamos in this world, billions, trillions, quadrillions. What else have you created? The word v'cheshunan goes back on the word borei. It's as if the pasuk would say, and we also thank you for being borei cheshunan, for creating things that living creatures need to survive. Our basic, what we lack. Now, it's a hard translation because what it doesn't mean we don't lack, because if we're alive, we're not lacking. What it means is that if we would not have these things, we would be considered lacking. So it's an object, sustenance, basic sustenance. Translation cheshonon here means, and we thank you for creating our basic sustenance, our bare necessities. Why is the word chesronon? That's not what chesronon means. Chesronon means what's lacking. So it means if we would not have our basic necessities, we would be lacking. So it's a borrowed term. You've created our basic necessities, which we're calling chesronon, because if we would not have it, we would be lacking. Kama. What else are we thanking you for, Hashem? So now we have to make believe we're reading the words. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We thank you. May you be blessed for creating, for being borei al kol ha'shebara, for creating everything. What do you mean everything? For creating meat, cheese, ice cream, latkes, hamantashens, you name it, whiskey. We thank you for all of the delicacies of life. That's what it means. Al, in addition, we also thank you for creating, call everything, Masha Bara, what you have created, which gives a human being fulfillment, satisfaction, what? Which is not our basic necessities, but are considered to be delicacies.
Isn't there a book missing? If you learn shot like you just described,
yeah.
It's one thing.
To the alcohol.
It's
a style of writing. You're making a very good point. It's a style of writing, but it's self-understood that there's a vav there. You're right. You're making a very good point. No, there's no difference. There's no difference. Yeah.
The kitzur on the next page, he says, "Vegam al kosher."
That he's giving an explanation. So he's coming right. That's what he's coming to explain, that there's an invisible vav. The
invisible
vav is the equivalent of vegam. That's exactly what he's coming to do. So we're thanking Hashem for three things. We're thanking Hashem for life, for the nefashos rabbos. We're thanking Hashem for the basic necessities. And we're thanking Hashem for the delicacies. Al kol ma shebara. And now we summarize everything. We summarize the two things, the bare necessities, the basic necessities, and the delicacies, which are all lehachayos bohem nefesh kolchai. These things give sustenance. They give life to all of the living creatures which you have created. These words, lehachayos bohem nefesh kolchai, summarizes, it puts together the nefashos with the chesronon and al kol ma shebara. We have two different clauses. Nefashos, you created nefashos. You've also created food. Food is defined in terms of chesronon and delicacies, al kol ma shebara. The next clause is, you've put the two together. You've made a shidduch. You've given man, you've given the nefashos, it's chesronon, and I've also plus a little bit more, the kol ma shebara, and we summarize that with the expression lahachayos bohem nefesh kol chai, and then we conclude, as old brachos conclude, with a short chasima, baruch chei ha'olamim, may be blessed the one who gives life to the olamim, to the worlds, meaning this world and the world to come.
Does he have the kitzur have the expression lahachayos bohem nefesh kol chai?
Yes, let's see. Let's read the entire thing inside one more time. Birchas bari nefashos yesh amim shebarasa. V'yesham some say shebara. Is it nochach, direct, or is it indirect? V'chein ikar, he holds the ikar is indirect, just like the style of all other brachos. U'perish shel bracha hu, the translation is as follows. Number one, first let's take the first expression. Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon. What does that mean? Shebara hanefashos rabos, he created many souls, v'gam machsorom, and what they're lacking. Tahainu, kol tzorche sipukon, all of their necessities, sheheim dvorim hechrechim, which are needed, which are essential, letzorech kiyum chayusan, for their existence. Kimoi, for example, halechem v'hamayim, bread and water. V'gam, what else did you create, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We also thank you, al kol she'or hadvarim she'bara she'enam hechrechim, which are not essential. Kol kach so much. Elo lehis aneg bohem. They're delicacies. Kimo aperos, fruit, v'chadoyme, meat, and fish, and cheese, and all types of dessert.
Technically, if you are not so bad,
yeah.
Yisrael was makabel to bench, even though they don't. But
kazayis.
Right.
Even though you're not, even if you're not sadeya, right. You must eat the kazayis. If you're not sadeya from a kazayis, you still
right.
Bench.
Where in a fashas, you also need a shiva.
Yes, absolutely.
But you don't need to be
sadeya. No, you do not. No, you do not need to be sadeya. But the difference is, if you're not sadeya, you must make the bracha immediately. If you delay even a short amount of time. Even some say even past 11 minutes, then you can't make the bracha anymore. If you're soveya, you eat a lot of cheese, a lot of, you drink something and you're soveya, then technically you have a 72 minutes. Some say even more. 72 minutes. But if you're not soveya, you're not satisfied, you're in a lot of trouble. Then you have a very short window to make the bari nefashos.
How does the 11 minutes begin from the first?
From when you finish, from when you finish, the moment that you stop, the moment that you stop, if you just take a, let's say take this to a small amount of water, you're very thirsty, and you take a small amount of water, and you drink, and then after you finish drinking, you wait 11 minutes, I don't know where 11 minutes, maybe that's a shiva mila, 11 minutes, and you're not satisfied, you're still very thirsty, or you're very hungry, then there's already a question if you can make the bari nefashos. Because you've delayed from the chasima, from the brach achrona.
Those on our list, the guys on the date, and they're sitting drinking cocktails, and they're talking a lot.
If you sip, if you drink something in a sipping fashion, you do not make a bari nefashos. That we learned yesterday and 2 days ago. Let's go further. We bless you. We bless you. Period.
So
it's self understood. That he doesn't have to explain that. That's self understood. It's self understood. Then you conclude when they say the word chai. He says it should be said chai. There are different opinions. Some say chai, some say chai. I don't know the difference. Then he says a tremendous chiddush which we do not do. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do this, but he brings out from the Vilna Gaon that the way you should conclude the bari nefashos is to say baruch. What's going on over here with this machine? The way you should conclude is you should say
Hashem.
Baruch atah Hashem. Chei ha'olamim. Hagoy Marenu Harav Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna Zecher Tzadik Levracha Hiskim Im Hapoiskim Shekasu Lachtoim Habracha B'Shem V'Leimar Baruch Atu Hashem Chei ha'olamim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll go do it in a second. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's from the Talmud of Pesach Shuvos. It says, "Kvar Heir Heir." The Mishnah Berurah Sheloi No Hagu Ha'olam Kain. That's not the right thing to do. Now,
I say it's not the right thing.
It's not the minute. Okay, it's not the minute. Loi No Hag. Hanach lohem li Yisrael and einim levim b'nei nevim. Now that is the simple interpretation. Bari nefashos shabos rabos kama, and you've also created the bare necessities the chesronon. There's another Kabbalistic interpretation. The chesronon means you've created every neshama with a mission. The chesronon, what it's missing. So every person that's been put into this world has been put into this world. Why are you here? Why were we here? For a purpose. Our neshama is missing something. We need to accomplish something. And until we accomplish that, our neshama is lacking. And and by living a life and doing what we're supposed to do, then we account, then al kol mashe bara, that then goes on to we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for providing us with sustenance, l'hachayos b'hem nefesh kochai, to give life to a person, baruchay ho'ilamim. Yeah.
Then you could live until you accomplish your vision.
Yeah,
I'm imagining this, or I saw somewhere that if someone's going to be die in Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, you make a shahakal.
Right, you take
a shahakal, take a glass of water, because Baruch Atah Hashem, it fits very well with the Baruch Nefashos. The Cheshal Kol Masha, because in the minute he's saying a very powerful thing, that people that will die al Kiddush Hashem, before they died, they took a cup of water. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, shahakol nihiya bidvaro.
Also, to make the Baruch Achrayna.
Aha. Bori nefashos al cheshroinon. Al kol masha bori lachas. That this. Okay, I never heard that before. That you should. That part of the bori nefashos. Yeah. I've heard this.
You being the chadish.
Because how?
What bracha do you make in Kiddush Hashem?
So technically, the Gra, the Talmud, the Gra, the Rav Avraham, and the Ger, he made the bracha with say davening mekadesh asher kiddushanim b'mitzvosan al kiddush Hashem. It seems like you can make such a bracha. You make a bracha before Kiddush, you can make the actual lahak. Mekadesh eshimcha b'ravim. The bracha we say in Karbonos. Karbonos. Not absolutely the Zimra. Atahu shalin atchla nivra hoilam v'atu mishnei v'lam atahu mishuilam azev atahu l'malba. Kadesh eshimcha makdish shemra kachar b'lamecha v'shutam v'sagbiya karnenu v'yoshienu b'kodav l'man shemecha. What's going on here?
Yes,
it says Yitzchak Yoyer.
Maybe they bound the cup.
Oh, unbelievable. That's what they did. Look at this. You think I'm joking?
It's different.
Yitzchak Yoyer. Okay, it says here they taped Svart.
Look at the inside cage.
They bound him.
They just bound him with a
88, no wonder.
No wonder.
Huh? Why do you have different page numbers?
Different editions. The
chance of that happening is...
eBay sells seconds.
Only here.
Right. Chance of that happening.
All in America.
So what does the car call accomplish?
No, so first of all, there is such a thing, the person, Mekadesh Shem Shemaim, there is a bracha to say of a special nusach to say. And I believe that the Gra told this person who was a Ger Tzedek to make a special bracha, a special nusach al Kiddush Shem Shemaim. There was a Ger Tzedek in the time of the Gra who was being killed al Kiddush Hashem. The story is that the Gra said, if you want, I can rescue you. I can say Shemois, I can do all of these things that will spare you from death. And the Ger said to him, no, I want to die al Kiddush Hashem. So the Gra said, very good. That's a very holy thing, and I respect that. And it seems that he consulted with the Gra what he should do to prepare for this moment. And part of the advice was a special bracha should be made right before he was put to death. So you learn from that story that there is a special bracha, but not everyone knows the bracha. Or let's say a person has other difficult situations in life. Someone once told me the story about a person that was undergoing a very difficult medical procedure. And before they began the procedure, they told him they want him to take some water. They want him to take some water to prepare for the procedure. And he drank this liquid and he made the bracha. And he said, oh, as I was making the bracha shahakol, I realized I'm making a bracha for my matzif. I'm in a very difficult medical situation, and you have to k'shem shuvarchem al hara al atoyv kach mivarchem al hara. You have to bless Hashem for good. So how can you bless Hashem for a difficult situation in life? Shehakol nihiyeh bidvaro. Everything that happens and everything comes into existence through Hashem's word. You accept upon yourself a harsh decree, just like you accept upon yourself good news. So we just can't make a bracha shakol niyeh bidvaro over undergoing a medical procedure. Chazal were not misaking such a thing, but if you take a glass of water and you're making a shahakol on the glass of water, and you're having kavana that this bracha should also apply to your situation, that's a very great kiddushim shemayim. Shahakol everything that happens, Nihiyeh, that came into this world, Bidvaro, was through Hashem's decree. It was decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I need to go through this medical procedure. I need to go through this experience. So Rav Meir is coming along and saying that not only should the person say Shehakol Nihiyeh Bidvaro, he should say the Baruch Achrona, the Borei Nefashos, because it also captures the same theme. Every person came to this world for a purpose. We don't know what our purpose is. And every experience somehow perfects our neshama. Borei Nefashos Rabbos V'chesroinon. We came into this world lacking. We need to go through a certain experience to be mashed with our neshama. And now this experience that we're undergoing is something which will complete our neshama. It is in the gather Al Kol Masha Bara. Everything which you have created, we thank you for. You've created the situation. And that will give life to my neshama in the next world. And that makes sense why we conclude, you are the one who gives life in the worlds. It's not just this world. This world is just a prozola olam haba. And through this experience, I will now merit to have life in olam haba.
Can you make such a broth then to somebody else who's going under?
I don't think so. I would know. You don't say die in her MS. Maybe if you're going to say what? Okay, so there's going to be mitzvah. All right, okay. It's not a.
I'm asking for example. I'll give you an example. Somebody clearly cannot make the bracha.
Okay.
A baby's going under a serious operation.
No, I don't think there's such a thing. The baby is not a bar das to make the bracha.
Can you make the bracha?
The father's suffering. The father sees his baby suffering, so the father makes it for himself. Forget about the baby.
Can he make it? The shahakol?
For himself, of course. Of course you can make a shaka. Why not? Take a drink. Who's stopping you? Of course you can make a shaka.
Haven't zin in for the operation.
Haven't zin for yourself. Haven't zin for yourself.
There's a better question about. You have a bris.
Yeah.
What bracha does the kid make in the wine? You're giving the kid wine.
Nothing.
The kid's done a bar chiyuva. That's a ridiculous question.
Yeah,
the child's not.
The bracha on bris. The bracha's cradled the
bracha
kid.
The baby is not an issue. The baby
you're
is.
You're making the bracha on.
You're making it for yourself.
Who are you making the bris on?
First of all, the moyel drinks the moyel or the moyel, whoever makes the bracha drinks the yayin. So you give the baby a little sip of yayin. Some they don't even want to give a baby. They're afraid to give the baby anything. They want to give it. I don't know. Some oil in there. All
the parents.
Oh, does he say that from Lakewood to the west side?
Whatever. So, the baby's not a bar das. Did he make a bracha? The baby's not. You don't have to. That's superstitious.
He's from Lakewood.
I wasn't implying that the baby will make the bracha.
Yeah.
You're the father. You're standing by. You're concerned about your child.
So it's not
operation. You want to make if that bracha will have some influence somewhere. Shemayim, in addition to all telephone.
Don't do it for the baby. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. The baby is not in a gedder. A baby is not in a gedder where there's din. It's one of the questions which there's no answer. Tzadik viralo. So what greater example of tzadik viralo is there than a child? What sin could a child possibly have done that he deserves to suffer?
Parents.
What... So the child should suffer because of the sins of the parents? So we don't know what this means. This is something which Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Tzadik Viralo, why does an infant, a little baby, have to suffer? What possible sin could it have done? Because of the parent? It's not fair. Ish b'cheto yumos. Person only is responsible for himself, not for his child. So Hashem said, in Echnami, you're not going to know the answer. Ponai lo yirohu. You're not going to know the answer to that question. That's a question which there's no answer for in this world. And when you want to start talking about Gilgulim, forget it. Then you're really going off the deep end. Gilgulim is a very nice thing. When I grew up in yeshiva, they never ever, mentioned this thing called a Gilgul. And today it became a craze. You go to a shir, they say, oh, you know why people suffer? Because they're a Gilgul. It sounds like Scientology, right? Isn't that the religion of Scientology? Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, I don't know. No, Buddhism.
It's a very nice theoretical thing to understand. There's something called Gilgulim and there are neshamas, but practically speaking, to go and point a finger and say, you know why you're suffering in this world? You know why you have this problem? You know why you're zoicha to this gedula, this good thing happened to you? It's because in the previous Gilgul, you did this. To say such a thing really borders on apikorsis. Because no one today knows what goes on in previous lifetimes. It's a very nice thing, a Kabbalistic thing, which can be understood when you completely separate yourself from practical application in life. When you want to look at the theory, okay, it's a nice lom de shavart. Chassidim are into this. Problem is, sometimes they get too carried away with this, and they really believe in it on a practical level. And on a practical level, you really got to. You're going too far. Okay, so this is the parish of Baruchei Ho'elamim. There are different versions. We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay, so we'll pick this up tomorrow. We'll stop.